This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Natalie Ott. How did Las Vegas become one of the biggest tourist destinations? Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold and armed.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
When Rossi Wellenkotter died, one friend called him Las Vegas's ultimate ambassador. He probably would have denied it, but there's a lot of truth to that statement. Wellenkotter was born in 1947 in Kentucky and came to Las Vegas at the age of four. He played baseball at Bishop Gorman before going to college and returning to Las Vegas. He had business degrees from Arizona State and UNLV and went to work at the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, and he stayed for 45 years. The Convention Authority hired him to do market research, which they had never done before. He suggested a study that evolved into the Las Vegas Visitor Profile, which is still updated each year. He started a regular marketing bulletin. A lot of what the Las Vegas Convention Authority knows about tourism and a lot of what everybody knows about tourism originated with his work. Wellenkotter became the chief marketing officer for the LVCVA. He worked with R&R on marketing plans for Las Vegas and on a slogan, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." You may have heard of it. Then in 2004, he began 14 years as president and CEO of the LVCVA. Wellenkotter was a big sports fan and saw its opportunity to tourism. He worked with Las Vegas Events to bring the National Finals Rodeo to Las Vegas. As a governor, I was there. I saw him in action. That was crucial. Not only did it reach an important underused market, it also brought visitors and money to Las Vegas early each December, a traditionally slow time for tourism. That wasn't the only sport where Wellenkotter had an impact. He was crucial to starting the Las Vegas Bowl in 1992. As a baseball fan, he was deeply involved in the revitalization of Cashman Field, which had fallen into disrepair years after the Elks had built it in the late 1940s for El Dorado and the Las Vegas Wranglers, a Class C minor league baseball team. When it reopened in 1983, Cashman Field Center was the home of the AAA Las Vegas Stars, an affiliate of the San Diego Padres. More than three decades later, he was just as involved in helping to create the Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin to serve as the home of the AAA franchise that we know today as the Aviators. Appropriately, he was honored just before his death with his own bobblehead doll. Of course, the LVCVA is heavily involved in the convention business. Wellenkotter helped to bring the International Consumer Electronics Show to Las Vegas each year. That meant visitors, money, but also attention for all of the new formats and gadgets being unveiled. Wellenkotter also steered the convention center towards its expansions. He proudly pointed out, "We did something that some cities don't do. We brought in our customers to get their input on the whole expansion because they were the ones who could tell us what was needed." His career at the LVCVA ended in 2018 over a series of newspaper reports that led to an investigation into the misuse of airline gift cards. He ended up reimbursing the LVCVA and apologized. He also said, "I think that anybody in any career that lasted as long as mine should be judged on the strength of what was accomplished." By that standard, Rossi Wellenkotter can be judged a major contributor to the growth and success of Las Vegas's most important industry. This is Senator Richard Bryan, urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities. This is KNPR and KNPR.org.